Welcome to Good Shepherd Episcopal Church in Venice, Florida. Today is Sunday, February 4th, the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany. As Father Joe delivers his sermon today, consider the following scripture from 1 Corinthians. To the weak I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
After Jesus and his disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they asked Jesus about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought all to him who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door, and he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions, they found him. They said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Christ.
May we continue to see and be set free. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So here again are the words of the Apostle Paul spoken to the church in Corinth, this time from the New Living Translation of the Bible. When I was with the Jews, I lived like a Jew to bring the Jews to Christ. When I was with those who follow the Jewish law, I too lived under that law, even though I am not subject to the law. I did this so I could bring to Christ those who are under the law. When I am with the Gentiles who do not follow the Jewish law, I too live apart from that law so I can bring them to Christ. But I do not ignore the law of God, I obey the law of Christ. When I am with those who are weak, I share their weakness, for I want to bring the weak to Christ. And then Paul sums up his words by saying this: "Yes, I try to find common ground with everyone, doing everything I can to save some." You see, being motivated by the love of Christ, Paul sought with all his passion to do everything he could to find common ground with all people so that he may save some. Now, this was the Apostle Paul's mission, and this is Good Shepherd's mission as well, to know the love of Christ, to make that love known by finding common ground with all people. Now, I'd like to say a few words about Paul's choice here when he used the word save. Save, or salvation, is an ancient word found throughout our scriptures. And yet in our day, this word has lost much of its original meaning. It has become somewhat confusing and ambiguous. It means different things to different people. To some, being saved conjures up images of passionate street preachers proclaiming on the corners that you must repent of your sins, be born again, ask Jesus into your heart, or you will suffer the fires of hell. To other people, salvation means sharing God's good news so people can get to heaven. To still others, the word salvation means primarily being freed from sin, a particular set of sins. Salvation, you see, has become less about what happens here on earth and more about making it to heaven. To have a clearer understanding of what this word salvation is really trying to convey, a much better word today would be freedom or liberation. Father Richard Rohr talks about this liberation. He says this: "We see the beginnings of the liberation theme as early as 1,200 years before Jesus with the enslavement and exodus of the Jewish people. Something divine happened that allowed an oppressed group of Semitic people in Egypt to experience many levels of gradual liberation. This story became the basic template and metaphor for the entire Bible. The Exodus was both an inner journey and an outer journey. If our inner journey does not match and lead to an outer journey, we have no true freedom or salvation." For Richard Rohr, true freedom can only be experienced when there is both an internal and external liberation from bondage. And only then can there be true freedom. The Apostle Paul in his time found common ground with all people so that some might experience this freedom and liberation. Jesus as well spoke of his mission of bringing freedom to the people. On that day in the synagogue in Nazareth, he opened the scroll of the prophet Isaiah and read this: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed." Jesus came to bring sight to all humanity and thereby setting all people free. Jesus' mission is our mission as well. We are each called to increase our sight and grow in freedom from the various shackles that have tended to bind us. And then, once gaining freedom, or a degree of freedom, you see, it is a lifelong process, we then bring sight and freedom to others. But how do we fulfill this calling? We do it by using the Apostle Paul's example. He knew that in order to bring sight and freedom to people, he needed to understand them and find ways to identify with them so that the message of freedom would make sense to them. He lived among Jews and Greeks and Romans and those of Northern Africa. To the Jew, he says that he became a Jew, although no longer under the Jewish law. Paul became as one under that law. To the Gentiles who knew not the Jewish law, Paul became as one not under the law. To the weak, he became weak. To those in power, he spoke as one with great confidence and with the authority of Christ. You see, Paul became all things to all people. You and I live in a vastly different time and social and cultural environment. Technology has exploded around us exponentially. We can now know in an instant what is happening on the other side of the world. Back in Paul's day, they were lucky to know what was happening 100 miles away from their home. Today, we rub shoulders in various ways with many different peoples, while at the same time, we look here in Venice, Florida, very much like those who live next door to us and are living across town. So what might it look like for you and me in our environment to find common ground with all people so that we might bring sight and freedom to them? It might mean that we find common ground with those who are conservative or liberal, to the racists living among us, and yes, they are there. To them, we find common ground in order to lead them as well to freedom. We become, you see, all things to all people. Friday morning, National Public Radio interviewed the Russian cellist Anastasia Kobakina. She had just released her debut album featuring composers from the 17th century to today. The interviewer spoke first and said this: "When I first heard your recording of the third movement of the Valdez RV-419 cello concerto in A minor," by the way, I have no clue what that is about. "I may have said it fairly smoothly, but I had to read it a few times to get there."
I'll explain it to you later.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck. Yeah. Well, the interviewer said, "When I listened to it, I couldn't tell at first that this music was 300 years old, because it sounded so contemporary. To hear drum and bass, it felt almost jazzy." To which Miss Kobakina responded, "It's probably one of my favorite tracks on the album because I keep the memory of this energy that was in the room and how we experimented, improvising here and there. We were just swinging." And then she spoke five words as I was listening that morning that grabbed my attention. She said this: "It is not orthodox Vivaldi. It is not orthodox Vivaldi." Now, some musical traditionalists might listen to Anastasia's improvisation of Vivaldi and shout heresy for the way that she bastardized Vivaldi. And yet, you and I might listen to this new version of RV-419 and say that this cellist has freed Vivaldi to speak to a new culture and a new time. She is telling us, yes, this too is Vivaldi, and yet it is not quite Vivaldi. It's Vivaldi with a new twist. You might recognize Vivaldi, but it's somehow new and different. I believe Anastasia Kobakina was performing her work in the very spirit of Jesus Christ. You see, in last week's sermon, I said that Jesus taught using the words of the former rabbis, but then he often added a new twist, speaking a fuller truth coming from the Spirit of God. He did this to bring freedom to more people. This Russian cellist has given us a fuller truth as well, telling us this may not be orthodox Vivaldi, but you can still hear Vivaldi. Many of the people in Jesus' time would have said the very same thing about him: these words are not orthodox Judaism. But somehow it rings true in there. However, Jesus was in some ways very orthodox, yet he was also unorthodox. He did this to become all things to all people, to bring freedom to the people. His teaching did not conform to what was generally and traditionally accepted as right and approved. And like Jesus, and like this cellist, we can turn our gaze to our Episcopal Church, and the same thing could be said of us. There are many in the global Anglican Communion, sadly, who consider us as not orthodox either. They see us as heretical for not adhering to what they see as right and true. They see us as watering down the truths we hold and maybe caving in to whatever direction the winds of society are blowing at the time. However, we believe that just like Jesus, we are taking the tradition and what has been approved, and through the discerning process of listening to the Spirit of God, we are becoming all things to all people to bring them freedom. Using Jesus' imagery, we are, in a sense, putting new wine into new wineskins. May you and I be well grounded in our scriptures and in our Christian tradition, while at the same time continuing to discern the new movement of the Spirit of God that is among us, ever seeking further sight and greater freedom for ourselves and for others. Amen.